Thank you, Reggie and Mayu. That was beautiful. One of the most useful ways to explain truth is through analogy or comparison. You've seen me do it time and again. A few familiar examples of analogy that Jesus used in his parables are: the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. And the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of a mustard seed. Or the kingdom of heaven is like leaven. Jesus is stating that something is like something else. No one analogy is perfect. We all know that. But all analogies do shed some light on the meaning of truth principles. And so, this morning, I would like to share another one of my analogies with you. This is not an analogy that is new to me, and it is, with all analogies, it's not perfect. However, the truth contained in it is very important for all who are seeking to understand God, to understand themselves and others, and the relationship between God and themselves. So let's just for a moment consider the analogy of the motion picture. Because we are all so familiar with movies, we may forget that what we observe on the theater or on our television screen is not real. What we see is a projection of shapes and colors produced through celluloid film with an accompanying soundtrack. What we see is an illusion. Most of us here this morning grew up with motion pictures, and so we are very comfortable with the illusions that entertain us. We know, for instance, that what we see is the projection of still slides being moved past a light source and a lens within a projector. We see a lot of action, although that too is a deception. We need to remember, however, that audiences' reactions to the first showings of movies in large theaters bordered on panic. People were unfamiliar with the concept. Some would duck under their seats to avoid being run over by a speeding train or being shot by the bandits on the screen. I myself, even to this day, hide from horror movies. In time, of course, people grew to love the sense of reality. Soundtracks, 3D movies, and other advancements like vibrating and shifting seats added to the illusion. In a sense, our lives are very much like the movies. The light source is the light of God, which, unlike a projector bulb, can never burn out or never grow dim. The lens is the soul, and the image on the projection screen is our outer experience. Have you ever been to a movie and noticed a smudge or a piece of lint on the lens of that projector? I know you have. I have. What happens when you see that? The image on the screen is not clear. So here's an important point. The clearer and purer our souls are, the clearer, purer, healthier, and happier our outer experiences will be. When we are watching a movie and something is obstructing or distorting the image, or the image is not in focus, we usually tell the projectionist in a loud shout from the entire auditorium to correct the matter on the projector. We do not try to correct the matter by repairing the screen. However, if something in our outer lives is amiss, we may have a tendency to try to correct it. There is no doubt that sometimes the projection screens of our lives do get a little frayed and are in need of repair, but most of our challenges and our problems must be restored to wholeness by working on our lenses, our own souls. When we look at life, the life of Jesus, we see his clarity projected on the screen of his life. And some people feel that they should worship that screen. Jesus, however, taught us that we are also connected to the light source, the same as he was. He taught us to follow him and to do the things that he did. He did not indicate that our lenses was totally clear, but we have the indication that he believed that it could be. For didn't he say, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect"? Some have yet to understand this principle. We are all one. Our projector light is God. The lens is our soul, and the screen is our outer experience. In a theater, we may see distinct differences between the light bulb, the lens, and the screen. But there are no such distinctions in our lives. We are one with God. One of the important points about the lens of the soul is its freedom to choose. Just as we could put a lens cap on the projector lens, we can put a lens cap on our souls, and we can live in darkness. The light will still be shining within us, but our outer lives will still not perceive it. God gives us a choice. Very few people would totally cover their lens with an opaque cap. Most of us, however, do have smudges, we have filters, and we have distortions on at least some portion of our lenses. Therefore, the pictures we see on the screen of life are not clear pictures of the goodness, the wholeness, the life and vitality, and the prosperity of God. Our work in this life, our purpose for being, is to let more and more of God shine through us with each passing moment. A significant word in that previous statement is let. It is a little three-letter word, but it is a very important little three-letter word. To many of us, for far way too long, have felt that we somehow have to beg and plead with God to bless us. We have mistakenly believed that God is capricious, giving favors to some and withholding favors from others. God, our light source, is always shining, day and night, 24 hours a day, every day, day in, day out. His light is always there. This light is bright, lovely, healing, prospering, soothing, and indescribably wonderful. But it is up to us to remove the blockage, the distortions, or the filters, and let the light shine in us and through us. The light of God is available to every single one of us at any time, no matter who we are, where we are, or what circumstances we might find ourselves in. Whenever we are ready, whenever we are open, whenever we are willing to let the light shine in us, through us, and as us, it does. We do not force God. We do not force ourselves. We simply let God be God in us. Now, I know all of this sounds very simple, and maybe it sounds too simple, but in reality, truth is simple. However, sometimes the letting part is difficult for us. How do we let God be God for us? First, we must believe. We must have faith. Jesus taught us that belief and faith are very important. Unbelief is like putting a filter or a cap on the lens of the soul. One way of removing the cap is through prayer and through meditation. Remember that we do not pray and meditate to change God. Rather, we pray and we meditate to change ourselves, our own souls. We need to try and meditate every day, several times a day, and we need to watch our thoughts and our feelings to make certain that we are not blocking out the light of God that shines within us. By doing so, we are removing the cap of disbelief from the lens of our souls. And when we have removed the lens cap, we may find that we need to clean the lens. One of the greatest lens cleaners known to mankind is forgiveness. Some people hold on to hurts, anger, and resentment for so long that they become like old friends. We can get comfortable viewing a distorted picture on the screen of our lives. My advice is, don't do it. Don't let your hurt feelings of self-righteousness or your feelings of harsh judgment of other souls soil your lens or your light to God. Every day we need to make the effort to release these negative emotions. We need to remember that we don't forgive only those who deserve it, but we forgive all because we deserve to let our God light shine, to bless us and all of those that we see in our lives. God is the light source, the soul's lens, and the screen is the outer experience. If we are not pleased with the images we see on the screen of our lives, let's work first to remove the filters, the blockages on our own lenses, rather than trying to fix the screen. Let us make our lenses clear by practicing prayer and meditation, by watching our thoughts and our feelings, and forgiving ourselves and others. We might call this projector maintenance, spiritual projector maintenance. This is a good analogy, and our committed practice can change our lives by letting more of our light shine in and through us all. My advice, when you leave this church today, let your light shine. Let it shine bright and bold and brave and confident. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? I want you to please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Rest your feet flat on the floor and place your hands in a comfortable position, either at your side or in your lap. And I just want you to relax for a moment. Shake all the stiffness out. Take a deep breath in and release it very slowly. As we release that breath slowly, we're letting go. We're letting go of fear, hurt, resentment, anger, doubt. We're letting go of all negative thoughts. And we're opening the way for the light to shine in, around, and through us. Let us be still. Let us go deep within to the center of our being, where our Father waits patiently, calmly, and quietly, his arms open, his love unconditional, and his peace passing all our human understanding. be still. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face, now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. Now I see things imperfectly, as in a cloudy mirror, for my human eyes are covered with a veil that obscures the truth of life and light. Now I live in the midst of illusion and delusion, for the human contrivance of life has captured me. I have allowed my little self to become fascinated with the outer, and so it is that I often find myself to be so much less than I truly am. Let me open my heart to receive, to recognize, and to understand the truth of all being. Let my eyes be wide open and the veil lifted so that I no longer see through a mist of a blurred lens. Wipe away the smudges that distort my vision. Open my mind as well as my eyes and my ears, that I may think clearly above the chaos of the world, that I may see the truth behind the illusions of the earthly plane, that I may hear only words filled with truth and gentle loving kindness. Open me up fully, that I may see and know all of the wondrous things you have planned for me. Open me up fully, that I may know the truth, that I may live the truth, that I may be the truth. Help me to be perfect, as you, my Heavenly Father, is perfect. Father, I humbly ask, oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto your holy hill and to your tabernacles. Take my life, Father, and let your light shine forever in it. Thank you, Father, for you have heard my prayer and you have already answered. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you his light. Infinite, eternal, bold, glowing. Amen.